Joe Mathis of Philadelphia Magazine documented the chair-throwing melee on his phone, posting a video online. District Attorney Seth Williams says the meeting at the Longcrest Recreation Center was just a convenient time and place for the protesters, who were upset no charges were brought against two police officers.
Now, ironically, the police commissioner and I and other members of the law enforcement were at a community meeting to talk about ways to improve community relations between law enforcement and neighbors.
Earlier in the day, Williams had announced he concluded the police officers had used deadly force legitimately against Brandon Tate Brown. Tate Brown was shot to death in a traffic stop last year. Williams says the protesters disrupting the meeting weren't from the neighborhood.
These are people that just wanted their day in the sun, wanted to shout and scream, wanted to be on the TV and be on the radio, and they got exactly what they wanted.
State Representative Mark Cohen organized the meeting, which took months to put together. He says once the shouting and arrests were over, people spoke constructively about how police and citizens can work together.
The ordinary citizens who are present very much believe the communication between the police and citizenry is very good. They believe the police are doing a good job. They believe the police could do a better job.
Representative Cohen says future meetings probably will not include both the DA and police commissioner at the same time. The family of Brandon Tate Brown is planning to go forward with a civil lawsuit. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.